On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think that's a good call on Darnold because I thought leaving Minnesota, O'Connell's offense, figured that a lot of it was, okay, he's just an elite quarterback guy who probably could take something and, you know, with his system and make it good. Look at Darnold's career year with it. But I think this speaks to clearly what Darnold did, and maybe O'Connell was a part of lifting him up to a level. Okay, Darnold's feeling he's got a confidence again. He can be elite. But to be doing this in a different system with an entirely new group of guys, JSN, albeit one of the most talented guys, and you had that in the league, and you had that in Justin Jefferson, I have so much respect for Sam Darnold, you know, what he's done. In many ways, it's Geno. You know, for those couple of years that Geno was back and relevant, and one of the things that got him the contract with Seattle and you guys. I mean, Darnold is – it wasn't just an outlier season. It wasn't just one good year with a good coach who was a quarterback whisperer. Sam Darnold's legit. And with that defense that the Seahawks have, they're going to have to be dealt with. Absolutely. By somebody. So, again, I'm not giving a respect word to Sam Darnold because it hadn't come up this week. There's another quarterback that's got to get one before him. But you bring him up, he's certainly deserving of one.
Yes.
Being this elite with another organization speaks on – okay, I just won Kevin O'Connell.
Exactly.
Sam Darnold.
That's exactly right. So, anyway, I saw that tweet and I'm like, you know, hey, there's obviously something to it, right? There's obviously, you know, these organizations are all kind of, you know, dysfunctional, and these guys have. I mean, Daniel Jones is kind of more of a product of riding a good offensive line and a great running back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seems like he's
saw a little bit of the regression back to the. What he was against Pittsburgh a couple weekends ago.
Yes.
But that's not been what he has been all season. So hopefully for the Colts, he stays this way.
Yeah.
I'd need to see more. I'm kind of where I was with Darnold. Wonder if he can do this somewhere else.
Yep.
Minnesota, I don't know. They were probably foolish to move on. You know, but with what they had invested in McCarthy, I don't know that they could have, justified paying, a two-year deal or something to Darnold, and you've got McCarthy waiting in the wings. They probably had to because of the timing and what they spent on McCarthy, but Darnold was clearly a good one.
Yes, absolutely.
And is a good one.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Got Respect Burgers and then Jeff Coggins at 125, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Typically on Mondays, I pat out some burgers like I used to do back in the day at the Memphis Country Club, roll them things up, get them ready for the grill. I got a big green egg now. And I season these differently than I season those Memphis Country Club burgers. I season these burgers with respect in this day and age. In a world that's full of disrespect, let's do Respect Burgers. You know who deserves your respect is Memphis Tigers football fans. You sons of guns. You guys did your part. I just got to say, man, I had so much fun on Friday night, even in defeat. Sitting in that section 115, it was so live, so different than my 2023 experience, which, John, had been the last time the Tigers lost at home. Some were saying it was me. I'm going to set that to the side. It's not me.
I think it's just more because you only go to the coin flip games. Like, you don't go to, like, the you went to the East Carolina game at home and they won, didn't you? Like, way back when?
It's a senior day game. Anthony Miller scored.
Yeah.
You're going to the Silverfield special games.
I hadn't been back because I don't believe in Silverfield if they lost to SMU that year. Seth Hennigan played through injury and everything else. My dad was out there. The kid I felt let down. But Ed had asked us to stand up, hadn't he?
He came here personally to ask you.
Ed Scott, AD, had asked us to stand up, and he said that Ryan Silverfield deserved it. And back to the point, because, again, it ain't about me. It's about those 31,000 fans that were out there. They were standing up. The vibe. And this, you know, it's happening as we watch, as we walk up. This building, this stadium that's being renovated, man, had all the magic going on Friday night. ESPN's up in there, 8 o'clock start. And first play, Tulane throws it first 60-something-yard touchdown. I mean, sucked the air right out of there. But those fans, they stayed. They stayed. And many of them, like I talked about with Brother Rowan, have been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there for years. And right now, in 2025, all they wanted was a conference title game appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Those that stayed through halftime, Memphis, keep in mind, was down, 17, 18 points. Then stayed through a third quarter in which the Tigers didn't score either. You're watching your quarterback go out, stay till the fourth, down 21, go in. I can't do anything but salute him because, again, that's what you want. If you're an athletic director, if you're a football coach, if you're one of those players, that's what you want is just for folks to be there and support you. And they had it. They had it. They had it behind them. So my respect is for everybody that's even maybe at times where your belief in Ryan's wavered or whatever else, they had earned it. Memphis football had earned it. And, frankly, it let them down again, unfortunately. As good a story as it's been, unfortunately, this leader that it's got right now, And I would point to the UAB loss before I'd point to Friday nights. But because you lost that UAB game, you're outside of the race again. That's unfortunate because you had a fan base that was ready to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go nuts and has been through a ton. And frankly, has had to get used to, yeah, there have been some wins and a lot of them, but a step back just in terms of where their program is when it comes to competing for conference titles. That's what you were in, and you were in it regularly before Ryan Silverfield got the job.
Yep.
Six other teams, Jeff Calkins was pointing to it, have been in the conference title game, not named Memphis, since Ryan got the job. Your investment level has continued to go up to the point that you either have the second or third most expensive roster, maybe first, but it's the Athletic that's saying South Florida is the most, but that report also said Tulane and Memphis very close behind. Actually, I had Memphis first.
Yep.
Point being, no excuse not to be in it. Like John said, it's been third place, fourth place, everything else, but in that conference title game. And so I hate it for those 31,000 that were out there because that's what if you're looking for the best in college athletics now at a time we're usually lamenting the state of it, right? The transactional nature, losing fans, hard to be connected when you've got new rosters every year. Boy, it was all there for you Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Program had asked and it had received in terms of that support back. And your leader wasn't able to deliver it for you because, again, I'd tell you, when his team was the front runner, he couldn't have him prepared. And it showed right from the starting play. That's unfortunate. And but again, that's not to take away from what they showed. Again, is still a special fan base. I says Memphis fan base. They were out there on Friday night. Nothing but respect. All the folks that were around this man gave everything that they had, and it was all through the stadium. You got something really potentially special there that I'm hoping you don't waste the next few years if you continue to do. Continue to do this. Moving on. Matthew Stafford. He's not just a top 10 quarterback. He's having one of the best seasons in the league this year. He might be the MVP, 37 years old. It's crazy. It's crazy. Because we were talking about whether or not he was a top 10 quarterback back in 2016 when he took over the show.
Yep.
This guy's still doing it in 25.
Crazy.
Sickness. Four touchdown performance yesterday, 42-26, revenge game win for the Rams over the 49ers. He was 24 of 36 for 280 yards and four touchdowns. I'm going to tell you why this is super relevant right now. Because at 37, like I said, he's playing the best football of his career. And as John pointed out, he's right there with Drake May. Some have Matthew Stafford as the favorite for MVP. Here's the thing. 20 touchdowns and zero picks in his last six games. He is the first quarterback in NFL history to do that. There have been some darn good ones. Yep. Nobody's ever thrown 20 touchdowns and zero picks in six games. He is the only quarterback, again, in NFL history to have done that. Second most consecutive TD passes right now without an interception. Since throwing a first quarter interception against the Eagles back in week three, he's thrown 22 touchdown passes now, no picks. His 22 straight touchdown passes without an interception, the second most in the season, trailing only Tom Brady's 26 in 2010. He is the first quarterback in franchise history, sorry, Kurt Warner, with four touchdown passes in three straight games. He also has the most TD passes in a three-game span in franchise history. It's unbelievable at 37 years old what Matthew Stafford is doing with the Rams. And he is in an unbelievable division right now with the Seahawks and the 49ers as well. This was a win that you figured, a game you figured he had circled after the 49ers, and I'd counted him out at that point. Come into LA and get a win there. Matthew circled it, knocked them out. And the fact that he's doing this at this age, boy, while you're watching other quarterbacks, and albeit a little bit older, and especially in Aaron's case, they're scared to get hit. You can tell it's the end for them. You watch Matthew Stafford, there is no fear. Maybe it happens 2 years from now, 3 years from now, but it's incredible. He's playing his best football of his career at 37. You don't typically see that. Moving on, Dan Campbell, respect burger. You know why? We've always respected him.
You call him plays now, Jason.
Brad, you are locked in. You're locked in. I appreciate that. Brad was watching this weekend.
I saw what you did.
That's right. Dan Campbell ain't just a culture guy. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what? If I got to call plays and get my offense back going since Ben Johnson's gone, mm-hmm. coaching the Chicago Bears, but coaching them up, by the way, I will do it. He called the plays in a 44-22 win over the Commanders, and I know it's the Commanders, but boy, did Detroit get back to looking like the explosive offensive outfit that they should be with all those weapons. And that man tapped into something that they hadn't tapped in really enough, for sure, but all year long, save for maybe one other game. Jameson Williams, man. Six receptions for 119 yards and a touchdown, more involved than he had been. I mentioned it. The only other game he eclipsed 100 yards was the sorry Bears. But not enough of a factor in the offense. Dan Campbell's dialing up plays to get him involved. They racked up a season-high 226 rushing yards, 546 total yards. It wasn't just the pass game. Jahmyr Gibbs, like I said, he bounced back, was coming off, and this is why they made the switch, 28 scrimmage yards on a season-low 12 touches in that crazy game against Minnesota. We were all left scratching our heads. So back to it. Dan Campbell decides, Mr. Culture, Mr. Bite You in the Kneecaps, that's established this organization is what we're, you know, if we're going to be strong, it's going to be foundationally, offensive and defensive lines. This guy goes out and shows you he can be a creative offensive play caller. That's growth.
Yep.
As a coach, a guy who could have just stood pat. This dude, I'm telling you, remember, you know how we hold up Mike Vrabel? And I think rightfully so. You see what Mike Vrabel's doing with New England. This guy's right. He's right there. And right there with Mike Vrabel in terms of level of coach. When I'm watching him decide, you know what, I'm going to go outside the box here. Yeah, I got to worry about my defense too, by the way, as head coach. But I'm going to make sure on this offensive side, I'm handling it all. To take on that kind of responsibility.
Yep.
And it's not the first time he's done it. He previously took over play calling duties from former offense coordinator Anthony Lynn in 21 after a 44-6 loss to the Eagles in Week 8. Lynn was replaced by Ben Johnson. So he's done this before. He does it at a time where, listen, the coach he replaced, Morton, he likes the dude. And he even took the high road with him. Said, man, this is tough. I had a conversation with him man-to-man. He's a great dude. He lives Lions. He gave everything he had. We just need this change right now. He covered him just in terms of the demotion as best as he could. Then goes out there and outplay calls him. Wow.
Yeah.
If I've got Dan Campbell as my coach, I'm good. You know, that's one thing about him. And just look, I don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Glenn and the Jets. Clearly, they're invested in him in a way that hopefully they give Aaron a real chance. But I know he helped raise a leader of men in Ben Johnson because I'm watching it right now. I'm watching Ben Johnson in the locker room sort of call up his inner Dan Campbell.
Yep.
When he's doing all this, you know, better, best, you know, good, better, best stuff. He's a leader of men. I wonder if Dan's rubbed off on him. So this dude's creating good coaches. He's taken over when they're not good on his own squad. I'm very impressed by the job Dan Campbell's doing, and he sort of reaffirms Detroit's position in a place they needed to against this Washington team, dialing up the plays himself. Very impressive. Those are respect burgers for the week.
Obviously, there's a lot of ways we could go with the disrespect dog, but I think if we didn't give one to Emmanuel Clase
for basically risking his freedom and ending his career for four-figure sums. There's got to be more to this story. There's got to be more to this story than just him doing this for, you know, rigging pitches for $7,000. I mean, that just seems absolutely outrageous for a 27-year-old pitcher to do this, who was on the verge of, you know, probably making big money with the Cleveland Guardians. He and a teammate, Luis Ortiz, indicted by the feds as part of the sports betting and money laundering. And again, the allegations are that they received $5,000, $7,000 a pitch. It's like, dude, what? What in the world? How crazy do you have to be? I mean, this is a guy that had a 1.68 ERA, Class A.
It's crazy how busy the sports world and the sports gambling world is keeping the feds right now.
I know. They're not.
Whether it's college athletics or pros or whatever. Yeah, they were involved in the Rozier. And
they're doing it, and the FBI is doing it for free right now as the shutdown's going on. Shout out to the TSA officers, by the way. Flying in the midst of all this. And this was when, if I may give a respect burger.
Please,
you know,
please.
The president is currently on Truth Social bashing air traffic controllers. I admire anybody who is showing up to work today at an airport, especially the ones who aren't getting paid. Like, some people aren't getting paid because they're, like, they get paid by the airlines or whatever. But, like, if you're a TSA agent, we went through Orlando on Saturday when the 4% reductions had happened.
Uh-huh.
And you could even start to feel then it was getting chaotic, right? They were very, very freaking nice to my daughter, you know. They mostly had smiles on their face, which, like, dude, I don't know about you, but if I was working without pay for 40 days, mm-hmm. I would not have a smile on my damn face, especially dealing with people, you know, a ton of people. So I many thanks and kudos to those people.
Good call.
Whether it be the ATCs, you know, who were obviously, you know, keeping us safe in the air, and the TSA agents who were, you know, helping us get on these flights in security. Very grateful. And I'm glad that I do not have to travel anymore in the midst of this. And I would count your lucky stars if you have not had to travel in any of this, because you got flights getting delayed, canceled outright. I mean, it's just absolute chaos right now in airfare right now. So, anyway, air travel. There you go. We'll come back. Jeff Coggins will join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis sports on the other side. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Black Tie Movement has changed and moving to the city of Memphis. They are the best, and they keep it simple, right? They show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on budget. They are the absolute best in Memphis. I've used them twice. Our next guest may use them soon, and he can give a review, and I'm excited about it. I know it'll be a great one. Get on the schedule now. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Movement, change and movement in the city of Memphis. Jeff Calkins is the host of Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian, and joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. Greetings and welcome to the show.
How are you?
Doing great. What would be your advice to Memphis sports fans?
Soak it all in. Enjoy it, man.
I don't want to be negative. You're constantly on my...
Soak it all in. Enjoy it. Just, you know, live in the moment. It's funny. My advice would be don't fight with people on Twitter. I've been fighting people on Twitter. Not fighting, but it's ridiculous. Why do I ever comment to anyone on Twitter? Like, what happens is when there's disappointment, all of a sudden start people getting mad, whatever. And so that one of the little subtexts is, how come people aren't as hard on Ryan Silverfield as they are on Penny? And it's just preposterous. Like, I'm being asked, why haven't you ever asked Ryan Silverfield, have you ever lost faith that you can get this done, right? Because once upon a time, I asked Penny. People mistake the question. They think I asked Penny, what makes you think you can do the job? Which is not at all what I asked. After a reeling loss to SMU, I don't know, was it the ninth straight or something? I said, have you ever lost faith that you can get this done? And I thought it was a perfectly reasonable question. I still think it's a reasonable question. But Penny would say, hey, hit it, Brad. Stop asking me stupid effing questions, bro. So I think the problem now with Ryan is that taken individually as one year, right, you can explain away this year. Like, you know, you can't win every year. And the two losses he had, his quarterback was banged up for the two losses, and okay, disappointing, whatever. if they'd won the conference last year or the year before or the year before or the year before, right? But taken as an accumulated, you know, record, it's just not good enough. Like it's just not. It's literally six different teams have been in the conference championship game since Ryan took over, and one of them is not Memphis. And you just can't say that's good. But it's also no one can say you fire the guy who wins 9 or 10 games. That's preposterous, right? So we're in this really uncomfortable place of what do you do? Like, it's very clear that good, and this is, he's been good. Good is not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. But so what? So what happens next? Like, nothing happens next. And there's a very strong possibility that he'll be back, you know, next year, and you'll be facing the same circle of hell. And it's a kind of it's not a blazing hot circle of hell. It's just kind of a, you know, oh, this isn't quite the heaven that we wanted circle of hell. And not only that, you could have a situation where literally, this is the good news, the South Florida coach is gone because he's been elevated, and the Tulane coach is gone because he's been elevated. And there's Ryan just trying to do every year what he hasn't been able to do. So what do you do with that? Like, it's not misery. It's a lot simpler if you're Auburn and you just stink relative to where you were supposed to be, right? But you're not. And so, you know, I don't know. I think we're with all of these programs, honestly, Penny and the Grizzlies too, we're in a place of nuance, and nuance is uncomfortable.
Has he done a good enough job that another school might swoop in like Georgia Tech did? I would ask you.
Well, might, you know, might, but I, like, it's interesting. First of all, like, Memphis had to kind of pay Josh to go away. You know, it was not, mm-hmm. they didn't just swoop in. They agreed to pay Josh on his way out. The other thing that had happened, and this is just true, the best of Josh was not good enough either, right? But also, Josh was no longer at his best. Like, he had started to really decline, like, started to lose in recruiting and players from transferring. And so that's the other thing that happened. So you can imagine in this, there's so many openings, right? You can imagine that he might get another gig, but I don't think people are going to be following. Some might depend on what happens next, right? I think what happens if they, here's a real question. What happens if they lose to East Carolina, but beat Navy, right? How unsatisfying is that? Is that a good enough resume to get another job? It's not a good enough resume to be on the top of anyone's list, nope. Certainly, right? It's just not. But could he get one because, like, you got to hire someone? You know, you can imagine he could get one because you got to hire someone. And so I also think this could happen. Like, let's say he gets another job. And you can imagine him getting another job. Maybe Drinkwitz gets the Florida job or something, whatever. And then Laird still believes in Ryan because whatever, he believes in Ryan. And so then Ryan goes to Missouri or wherever. And then you can imagine a new coach coming in and not doing as well as Ryan, right? I mean, that happened. That happened with Tubby. Tubby did not do as well as Josh. It doesn't mean that the decision to move on from Josh was wrong. It means you hired the wrong coach then to replace him, right? I do think it would be hard to believe that if Ryan took another job, it would be hard to imagine that the next coach couldn't at least get to a title game in the next 6 years.
That's
right?
It.
Boom.
Mic drop right there, Jeff.
Boom.
I bet you that next guy going to get you there at least once in 6 years.
Now he might have some four-win game. You know, he might. But the truth is that Ryan in 6 years, the best he's finished is third. And that was his first year. He's also finished fourth, and I think seventh and eighth, and I think now they're sixth. That's not impossible to replicate. You know, to finish in over the course of 6 years to finish better than third in a conference that has lost Cincinnati, that has lost Houston, that has lost UCF. You know,
yes,
that's not. It's not it shouldn't be impossible to do better than that. But here we're just kind of stuck, you know, we're just kind of stuck. And it didn't help that, like, in terms of, like, what to think about it. Because I was there, you sort of see the emotion of it, right? Raw and upfront. Like, you couldn't ask them to care more. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't ask them to fight harder. The fact that they, you know, that they nearly won that game, that they came back, like, it's like, you know, and the only two games they lose truly are the games where the quarterback's banged up. And so, again, if this were just one season, I think you'd look ridiculous if you were being too critical of Ryan for this one season, right? Teams lose games, whatever, you know. But the problem is that it's every season.
Yep, and we got to be real careful. I just think, Jeff, and you're right on the quarterback thing, but they were losing 10-0 to UAB. They didn't come to play defensively in that game, and they were getting smacked upside the face, right? Just in terms of defensively. That's the issue with those two.
It was the same thing. It was the same thing. It was like digging this big hole early, which is what they do in all their losses. They do this big hole early. You can easily imagine an altered universe where they wouldn't have, you know, took miracles to beat Alabama and South Florida, but they did win those games. So you have to give him credit for winning those games. And you can also say, sure, he didn't have a healthy quarterback this past Friday, but that's because he had him in at the end of the game that he shouldn't have had him in, you know, the previous week. So it's just in this, you're just in this really uncomfortable place.
Yep.
And who knows where the penny thing's going to go this year. You know, that could get to be uncomfortable. I thought with the Grizzlies and the Tiger basketball, both those were wins that were like much needed.
Much needed.
Because for different reasons, obviously for all the drama in the Grizzly program, and then for all the sort of uncertainty and concern in Tiger basketball. So the wins were much needed, but and they were a huge relief, and they took the pressure off for now. But neither win means they're out of the woods. You know, neither win was definitive proof that everything's going to be golden from here on out. Like there's plenty yet to learn about these Grizzlies and about the basketball Tigers.
It might take the next draft to truly get out of the woods, right, Jeff? If we're just looking at the facts right now, I don't know. Maybe that's too hot of a take, but it could very well be the reality.
I guess, yeah, that's true. I mean, I think we'll have a better. We'll have more evidence of things that people already have hot takes on, you know, whether you have a hot take on Isola or a hot take on Jaren or a hot take on Ja or whatever it is, you know, by the end of this season, we'll have a lot more evidence. And I think that's, you know, and I think the nice thing is that, and Chris put it this way, it's just, I'm deeply skeptical, for example, that these quick rotations are the way to go in the NBA, right? I'm these quick pulling Jaren after, you know, puts in, you know, was really good. And then all of a sudden he gets yanked. You're like, well, cause that's what I'm deeply skeptical that is the way to do it in the NBA. I also think it's fair to say a coach gets more than, you know, 10 games or whatever to prove something works or doesn't work. Right.
Oh, absolutely.
So particularly for a team that is not, you know, this, a team isn't a, you know, contending for a title win every game right now. So I think I was glad. It feels like the fever has broken in terms of just everything being a crisis with that team right now. Mm-hmm. And so that's good. And so we can sit back and see what happens. And among other things, we can be, you know, be grateful for the arrival and ascension of Cedric Howard, who's been terrific.
Yeah. We were texting it, and I was on a flight when the Tigers were playing basketball. So I didn't get a chance to like fully lock in, but you know, I saw pictures of the crowd, and maybe it filled in and it got better over the course of the game. I don't know. I know they announced 10,000, zero chance there were actually 10,000 down there. And I heard what you were saying today on your show, and you know, you were as usual. I thought, you know, histrionic. I thought you were just exaggerating in many ways, but I do think it is an interesting, maybe interesting is underselling it, but like a.
I'm concerned. I'm just concerned.
Yeah, I mean,
it
was the first time I kind of felt like that too. It's like, you know, this is the reality now. This is it. Like, this is what Memphis basketball is going to be every single year without fail, unless they have like this sort of what would prove to be really an anomaly of a returning roster. And that's not just true of Memphis; it's true of college basketball around the world. You know, I mean, yes, Purdue is bringing back Kaufman, Wren, Braden Smith, and Braden Smith, but that's really the exception and not the rule. It just for the first time, like, you know, is this what it's going to be? Can it get worse? I mean, I think that's the other part.
Well, I mean, I don't know that Saturday was represented in that. Okay, it's a football weekend. And then furthermore, a lot of the fans Memphis basketball fans were, you know, at a football game until midnight. You know, there were 30,000 people there. And so I think it was an odd day, and there was a bit of a hangover, and it really was poorly attended. I'll just be honest. It was poorly attended. It was kind of depressing. It was highly depressing. You look around as someone who cares about the program, it was highly depressing. But because it was that Saturday after the Friday game, it may not. I think things will get even better this year, certainly for the big games, but just generally speaking. But I think the challenge is correct that, you know, all the things that once Memphis basketball was this institution, you couldn't wait to go to the opener, right? And there would be 12,000 people, actual people or whatever. And for all the various reasons, that's become much more difficult. It's not Memphis players now. They're, you know, they haven't been to the Sweet 16 in forever. You know, they used to be pretty regularly a top 25 program. But then I do think on top of it, if you've got 15 new dudes, this is my view. If you've got 15 new dudes, people still do get excited about players, even one and dones, if they've heard of them, you know what I mean? Like if Kendrick was coming in, you know what I mean? Like, but you have to either have some holdovers, four, right? Five, whatever, three, you know, you've got to have some connection, or you've got to have some reason for excitement and that you've got a, you know, a Kendrick coming in, right? Like someone that people can sort of get excited about. So I think that's the challenge. It's just, like, it's pretty easy to start falling in love with these players once you see them play. Like, you know, like, oh, well, Quante Berry's going to be real. Like, he's good. He hits big shots. I like him. You know, like, you start going through them and you start connecting with them. But it's tough when you literally show up and you have no idea who these guys are. I think it's – and they just seem like they're 15 random dudes who might be there for 1 year. Like, that's a hard thing to – it just is. We're being honest about it. I think it's a hard thing to connect to. So you either have to figure out a way to keep some of them, or there has to be, I think, some signature guys coming in or something to connect you to.
Julius Steadford's one of those guys, Jeff. There is a balance, and I saw it in him. Here's the answer. Keep Quante Berry two seasons, three if he can get a grad year, right, whatever it is that's left. Keep Julius Steadford, a Memphis guy, for the 3 to 4 years that he's got left. Curtis Givens, keep those guys in. You saw Steadford. It meant something to have that Memphis across his chest. Oh. He goes out there and gives you 9 rebounds. He's a guy that if you say, you tell the next wave coming in here, hey, that Steadford plays Memphis basketball, he's going to tell you what it means. And so I could see a little bit of the future, not this year, but sort of the coming years. Penny's talked about the 7 to 8 he needs to keep. That's how you do it. And then when you do that speech about Memphis basketball, it resonates with the 3 or 4 or 5 new guys that you have because you got some guys in there who that means something to. Thetford
was a joy.
Yes.
He plays his ass off.
100%.
Right? So he plays his ass off, and then you're in the post-game media thing, and he's just lights up talking
beaming.
About
yes.
Pinch me moment, like what it meant. And this was, by the way, like in front of a crowd that was depressing, you know?
That's right.
And so, but he didn't, like, he was just so thrilled that he'd made it and he was part of this. And you're exactly right. Like it meant something to him. And he played like it meant something to him.
Yep.
And that's a guy, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to, like, it doesn't have to be a, you know, you don't have to keep the starting five every year.
Right.
But if you can have a core that people can connect to, I do think in this world, you figure out how to make it meaningful and how to survive in the new world that you're faced with,
yep.
And that's how you do it, I think.
Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, brother.
Good to be on. See y'all, Matt.
It's Jeff Calkins. Read at memphian.com. Listen to him here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, it is. It's an interesting time, man. It's an interesting time. And, you know, I'm hopeful that team is good. They got an opportunity tomorrow against Ole Miss, you know, probably a 7.5, 8-point underdogs to go out there. And, you know, I mean, this is where Penny has been good. I mean, these kinds of games, you know, he was a 9-point dog to UConn to start the year last year in Maui and obviously pulled that off outright. Now, UConn wasn't at that time, they were ranked number 2 in the country. They were not quite that good. But it was still, you know, a sizable upset. So, you know, Penny has been in these spots before. He's typically been very good. Now, Ole Miss owes you. That is a prop.
You beat them pretty good last year.
Right.
And so they're going to be up for this one, even with the new you know, even with the new team.
It's because you were still smarting from the loss to Mississippi State. You couldn't afford to lose
right.
both of them. You got
that's
right. Ole Miss got your best effort.
Yep. Yep. It was like a it was a combination of things. Yeah, for sure. And Ole Miss is most definitely going to be amped up for this one tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Didn't I see the Tad Pads closing? I think I saw they're going to demolish that. So I don't know where Ole Miss will play its games.
They're the Pavilion, right? Tad Pads, Mississippi.
Yeah, they have
State,
a brand
right?
new facility.
Yeah. Ole Miss the Pavilion, right? I think so.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, it seats 10,000. It's spectacular.
Yeah, Tad Smith Coliseum. They don't play there anymore.
No, they're in that brand new Pavilion facility.
It's been there for a minute.
So what are they? I guess they just is that
Tad
where
Pad was the
play,
old building?
I think they took it down, didn't they already? Isn't that gone? I don't know.
So it was home, and then like you said, it was replaced by that Pavilion.
Yeah.
In 2016.
It's been a minute.
So I guess it really doesn't.
All the time we've been on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really get used anymore. So, they had like a throwback game there in 2020 in August 2023 or in November 2023.
Okay.
So other than that, it's just kind of sitting there like the Mid-South Coliseum. So, but I think I did read.
Maybe Bass Pro can come in and jump.
Yeah, I think I did read yesterday that they're going to go ahead and demolish it.
2026, yeah, next summer they're going to blow it down, it looks like.
There you go. They demolish things that they don't use all the time in other parts of the country.
Pavilion is nice. It would be perfect size for Memphis basketball in this day
perfect,
and age.
Perfect, yeah. Why don't they play in a small venue where they can pack it out?
Where would they play? I mean, that's the problem.
What about that on-campus facility at Memphis?
Too big for El Marone, unfortunately. It's like they're
you'd
only
full,
three
though.
Or four, yeah. And you'd have, if they're good, a top 25 team, you'd have people complaining that they're too small a place.
No, they need a 10,000.
You're joking, having to go back to where your women play.
Right.
You know.
That's too small.
I get it.
Yeah. But they need a
10,000 seat place.
That's it.
Man, you know, if you want to go to 11 or 12 like the Coliseum was, that's what you need right now for this day and age.
I mean, Cameron Indoor seats like 8,000.
What told me that it's over for good is you look at last year, they were mostly a top 25 team, relevant all year long, and look at those actual butts and seats, the actual numbers of, you know, the turnstile count.
What about the new sports and entertainment complex where we're doing Arena League?
Yeah, why are we doing that?
Well, they're doing added the Arena League, and that's where they're going to play their games. I think it could seat 4 to 5.
Yeah, again, you got to get 10. You got to get 10 because 4 to 5 is not going to be enough, especially if you have, like,
be packed.
Big games.
I think UNLV could come here, though, and play in it.
I like playing in packed arenas.
Playing in the MSIC.
We'd get that thing packed out.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Where Josh got that head program.
You like Tulane and the posse playing in that joint.
I see what you're doing over there. You slick Hayden.
He's Hayden.
And you already sitting up here 0-1. Did y'all win? Did
no,
you
I ain't Hayden, guys. Yeah, I like playing in sold-out arenas.
You're not putting somebody back in El Morón or the M-Set,
that would
man.
Be
not
cool.
Memphis Tigers.
It'd
basketball.
Be full.
It's different.
You wouldn't
you never
see that space center
places.
You all got down there.
That's disrespectful,
go downtown
Brad.
And get to sit. You get
act
a whole
like
row.
You're serious.
You get a row. Hey, you guys want a row?
UT Martin
that's
ran
right.
through Josh.
This ain't about UNLV sucking ass, man. This is about empty seats.
This man bought his tickets. He was giddy last week.
I got tickets.
You asked him if he's going. He's like, I don't know.
I got tickets.
After that loss,
I'm going.
Tomorrow.
I already bought them, John.
That's right.
I'm in. I've got three sick seats right behind the UNLV bench to see the Rebels.
And you will. One of us is going down that day.
I think Memphis is going to win that game.
We're going to find out that day who the real poverty program is.
I think
UNLV
we've already got the answer,
basketball or Memphis basketball.
We've got the answer, and they're in red.
He's sandbagging. He's playing this low. He's going to come in here the next day trolling if they win, saying, I told y'all all the time Memphis basketball sucks.
100%.
Brad thinks Memphis should play at Spartan Palace, bro. He thinks they should play at Washington.
Honestly, you'd pack that out. I promise you. You guys could pack that out. I promise you could get them all full in there.
That's crazy.
He's been waiting on this.
Hey, that's the Grizz should play there too, then, if we're going to go by that standard.
I mean, I'm not against that either. I'd actually play in Lander Center maybe if you're the Grizz.
Damn, moving to Mississippi?
Yeah, you got room.
Yikes.
You already playing your minor league games there. Why not? Go for it.
Yikes.
You'd fill it out.
I don't know, man. I mean,
I like filled out seats, man. I felt that way when I was in school too. Like, if there's 100 and we can get all 100 filled,
well,
we go.
It was there Friday night. Ryan Silverfield blew it.
Yeah, we saw what that is. They probably should. They probably overbuilt that thing too.
They need to play at Crump.
Hey, Gagliano got a new turf field, bro.
That's crazy. All right, we'll come back. We'll have more suggestions for venues for Memphis Athletics when we get back. JJ 99.5 ESPN. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Why is my voice cracking? I don't know. I'll figure that out someday. The Robert Irwin Jewelers is the best place, no question about it, to buy diamond engagement rings. Why? Because you get more choices. I love choices. We live in a free market. And at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you're going to get those choices. Making that custom engagement ring is risk-free, and it's easy. And you also get peace of mind, right? We all want peace of mind when we're shopping, we're making big decisions. And you get it in a way that, you know, at RIJ that you won't anywhere else. They give you that meant-to-be guarantee, which means you buy your loose diamond. If something goes wrong, south, whatever, you can bring it back within 365 days to return it. That's what they do for you. Just one of many things they do for you at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Speaking of that peace of mind, the free ring sizing for life. So if you put on a weight, whatever else, Howie will resize that ring for free. And then free jewelry spa service for life. So it speaks to, as John said, you get that peace of mind. You made the best deal. It's going to be taken care of for a lifetime. And she's going to be happy forever with that engagement ring. That's what Howie's going to do for you. He's got all the payment options, like 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay. That's how they do it over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Looking to be your jeweler for life. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
Got Monday Night Football tonight, but if you are a YouTube TV customer, obviously you are going to be SOL. Now, they are offering you a $20 credit, but you have to claim it. They're not just applying it to your bill. You have to claim it.
Ridiculous.
So, that's stupid.
Yeah, just give it to people. It's, you know, so you're stupid. Putting them through the mess.
Stupid as hell.
Just make sure you claim it. If you're out there, just look up YouTube TV, claim, credit link, whatever. Make sure you do that.
Jeff said the key. They don't care because they got so much money. They're Google,
yep.
Right? I mean, it all goes up. They got too much money. They're not in a pinch where they're losing money or hemorrhaging money. Yep. They got all the money. So they don't need to fold.
That's right.
This is going on.
Yep.
Interesting.
I mean, I do think, like, I can honestly, I have not missed ESPN.
Like now that I've had it, I've been without it. I really haven't missed it.
That's not good for them.
Now you got to lock back in though.
But now I have to.
Yeah, you're
off
vacation.
And,
exactly.
Yeah.
You're gonna need it.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss it.
But there will be people that are like you, John, that won't go back.
Well, yeah,
that
who,
are like, eh.
who don't have to. Have
yeah,
it.
They're like, I don't know.
You
know?
I got a couple more super.
You start thinking about it a little bit.
Subscribers over the weekend.
Yeah.
Welcome.
It's gonna do it for us. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.